You've heard me say many times, you know, that God doesn't do anything in the earth without people. And he doesn't. God uses people. That's what he does. God has chosen people and to operate through people. And he doesn't do anything without doing that. People are always involved in God's plan. And his understanding that is we, you know, sometimes people look at themselves as being, you know, insignificant. Where do I fit into the plan of God? But it's important. One of the things we want to do is you want to prepare yourself so you can fit into the plan of God. If you want to do that, you want to fit in. And that does take preparation. You know, there's some people who are trained in certain fields a lot more, say, than I am. Well, you know, even though I may know something about the certain things, but who's ever trained the most can go the furthest in that field. And so we need to know if the things of God are the same way, is preparing ourselves so God can use us. And the preparation for things in the kingdom are not necessarily always like with the natural man. But, you know, just doing the will of God. And the Lord reminded me, you know, is one of the, just, you know, some things here in the book of Luke. In fact, if you would read the first two chapters of Luke, one of the great things of interest, it always interested me, and the Lord told me just to share some things about this, is the fact of it, when we look at the birth of Christ, people are involved the whole way through in this thing. It required people to carry out the will of God. It required people to do things so God's plan would have been carried out in the earth. And, you know, we talked about, you know, last week, the fact of Zacharias, the priest, and him and his wife. You know, God had a plan, was going to put a man in the earth who was going to be the forerunner of Christ. He was really the announcer. But his whole point was, is to get people ready for the Messiah. That's what his position was. How do you imagine if Zechariah and his wife had not been the type of people that they are? The Bible talks about they were righteous people. They did right. They followed God and walked right. You know, they weren't some well-known folks or anything. They were just following the plan that they knew that God had in the earth for them. That's all they were doing. They weren't doing, he wasn't some special priest. He wasn't some special guy doing something extraordinary. She was not some extraordinary woman. What they were doing is just the will of God that they were supposed to be doing, that God laid out the plan through Moses of what their job was under the old covenant. And they're just doing it. They're following that. And by following God's plan, we find that, you know, an angel appeared to Zacharias and John the Baptist anyhow was born. And in a sense, was a miraculous birth. She says she was up in years. She's an old woman, you know. And we find that God did that in the Bible other times where somebody was, we had Sarah. Sarah had a child. She was past the bearing age. You know, God don't seem to be too nervous about things. People do and doctors worry, but God doesn't. But, you know, the whole thing of it is God had a plan, but God needed someone to fulfill these things and people, and he used people to fulfill these things. You know, we have with Mary. I mean, just think about Mary. Mary's just, from what we would find out, she doesn't come from any kind of great background other than she fell into the lineage of David. And so, but all she's doing is Mary is just a girl who is a young woman who is walking in line. And you need to understand this. God couldn't send the Son of God into a home that wasn't fulfilling the plan of God. People who say, I don't believe the Old Testament's for today. I don't think that's... He couldn't have. Jesus had to grow up and fulfill the law. So as a child, he had to be taught the law to fulfill the law. They got picked in a family. They're a family. Here she gets picked, this young woman in Joseph. Why? It's because they are going to bring the child up right. So see, sometimes people disqualify themselves from God using them because they're not doing what's right. See, and that's why we follow the Word of God. If you follow the Word of God, you're always in a position where God can use you. You know, I'm sure... And we know that Mary had no idea that thing was coming. She had no idea when the angel showed up. But she was chosen by God because she's just walking and doing what's right. Now, I mean, there's others were too, but she ended up getting chosen. But you don't even get on the list when you don't do what's right. You're not even on the list. These are people, ordinary people, not some, you know, great background of done great feats or things or stuff. None of that. All it seems to be is just people that are doing just what they were supposed to be doing under the law of Moses that God gave them by the Word. And see, I just want to encourage you. You just follow the Word of God. Follow the covenant. So many people are trying to, if I could just do something special. You know what special is today? Follow the Word of God. That'd be special. Because you won't find that much. Do the Word of God. That's special. It was special in that day. And all these were people who followed the word of God. You know, we find out, we have, you know, in Luke, and that, in the first chapter, you have the events about the birth of John the Baptist, and then you have about Mary's, where the angel appeared to Mary. But you go over the second chapter, and the second chapter, Luke opens up, and it brings up the shepherds. These guys are out there in the field just minding their own business. But there's something you can know about these men, and they had to be certain types of people. You know, these guys, you know, they just... Well, they were just, you know, poor shepherds out there, and, you know, God just did this. But, you know, there's one thing about these people. You'll find out the angels appeared to these shepherds and announced to them the Messiah was born. And number one, they weren't skeptics. They weren't skeptics. They went and checked it out. But number two, they did something would have been really out of the ordinary of even lots of people today. It says they went everywhere and announced it. They told. You know, they were a type of people that if God showed them something, they didn't hide it. And so they went and did it. So see, we need to understand there's some things that cause people to be qualified by God. These guys were shepherds. They were nobody. They probably never expected. And in fact, you know, to be visited by angels. In fact, if you would have listened to the teaching of their day, the scribes and the Pharisees basically taught that, you know, common people, God don't even bother with you. That was the teaching of their day. In fact, they didn't believe poor people, you know, like if there was an orphan within their family members and that stuff. Poor people in those days weren't even allowed to take the child into their home and that stuff. They told them they couldn't do that kind of stuff. They weren't allowed to hold offices or do things like that because you're a poor person, you're just some dummy. God visits them. You know, it's amazing. God didn't visit a scribe or Pharisee to make this announcement. God didn't visit, you know, the guys on the top of the religious, you know, list. I want to tell you what, God basically never does that. And that's why is you want to have a life and set yourself a life of doing the Word of God, because I believe God wants to announce some things today. I believe we're coming into a year of God's going to make some announcements, and He wants to use people. God wants to reveal things to people. And God wants to show people things in these earth. And you know what? And God wants to use ordinary people. Just like He used these ordinary shepherds. They were going to be a voice. They were going to go down there and see. They heard an announcement. They went down and found the announcement was true. And they started telling everybody. It's quite interesting because we know this. The word was spread around. The Bible says so. But the religious leaders didn't buy it. I know why they didn't buy it. Because of their own teaching. Their own teaching kept them from hearing the truth. I'm going to tell you, God will use ordinary people. Hallelujah. God will visit ordinary people. God will do things. You know, just a couple Sundays here, and I mentioned about, you know, the young boy who had got caught up to heaven. Little boy. I mean, he's just, you know, who's this little boy here? He's not anybody special. But he got caught up to heaven and caused some controversy, you know, by people. And especially, you know, religious people get real nervous. Get real nervous when something supernatural or spiritual happens. You know, they believe anything they read, hear, or see on television, they told them. But anything about heaven, oh my word, you know, we believe in heaven and we believe in God, but you say it's true and somebody saw it, and that's another story. And here we find this angels visit these shepherds, and these shepherds go out, common men, but they had a quality about them. See, it's one thing, as the Lord had said to me years ago, I asked the Lord why, this goes back many years, and teaching, I asked the Lord, I said, why when you give me so much revelation about things? I said, you're always showing me something all the time. And the Lord said this to me. He said, because when I show you things, you tell people. See, if we're not going to tell people, there's no point in somebody telling you something. There's nothing you need to know. Our message is a message to tell somebody. And that's what we do. These guys, so they had a quality about them. They were ordinary people. They weren't called, they weren't priests or prophets or anything. And in Luke, we find there's another incident in Luke where Joseph and Mary, they had take the child after 8 days of following the law. Now understand, Jesus had to follow the law, even as a child, as a baby. Now they were required, you know, on the eighth day to be circumcised. That was by the law. So he had to have parents that would do that. Well, the parents did it. They took him up. And that's actually when the name is given, the circumcised, and he's given the name. and which the Lord had told Mary what the name would be and had told Joseph. So they went up there, and they went up to there, the temple, and here in the temple, there's a man. Now, we don't find that there's any office that he has stood in the temple. Other than this, we know about this. This guy's a devout man. The Bible says so. He's devout. And devout to what? To God. And he had been told by the Lord, this man, and his name is Simeon, he was told by the Lord, here's a guy, he's just an ordinary guy. He's just devout. He follows God. He just does what the Mosaic Law says. He believes it's true. He's living like the Word of God's real. And he goes up to the temple all the time, and the Lord told him that he would see the Messiah before he died. He was going to get to see the Messiah. He was told that, and he believed it. And so the Holy Spirit moved on him and told him to go up to the temple, and he did. And he got to the temple, and there's the Messiah. And God has this ordinary man take this child in his hands and speak some words over him. This ordinary man, a devout man. No office, no special, you know, calling of God. Other than he was a devout man, he followed God. He did, all we know is he just did what God would tell him to do, I guess. And he obeyed, the Spirit moved on him. And God moved in that way. Because he was standing there speaking at the same time. Now think about this, at the same time. Because of what was taking place, there was a woman whose name was Anna, and the Bible says she was a prophetess. So people don't believe in women ministers. God made one. She stood in the office of a prophet. She comes in and hears what's going on, and the spirit of prophecy comes on her, and she spoke concerning the same child. But these are people understanding. These are, we don't have books in the Bible written about Anna or anything like that. But these people, but it also, a man, just because he's following God, just because he's, God inspires people who are just fulfilling the offices, fulfilling what they're called to do. So, you know, God didn't have some big inspiring words to say because Anna was the prophetess. Simeon, the Holy Spirit moved on specifically, told him to get down to the temple. He's going to see the Messiah. Wow. Hallelujah. He told him. We don't know. We don't have no place in Scripture that he told the prophet that she was going to. Hallelujah. She was there. She was one that tells us, if you read about her, she was one who was praying all the time and in the temple. So she was seeing what was going on there. So praise God. I mean, but you look at these people, common, everyday people, and God's using them in their plan. The most astounding one to me is the next one, and it's not in Luke, but you'll find it if you go over to Matthew, and it's what they call the wise men. But I want you to understand this. There's one thing that I learned, and really has been dear to my heart concerning Kenneth Hagin, taught, and I've heard him in Bible school, he would say this numbers of times to us. He said, God will always move where there's hungry hearts. If anybody has a desire to know the truth, God will move. See, sometimes people say, I want to know truth. I want to know the truth. I'm not really hungry for it. I don't even have desire for it. It's amazing because we take what they call the wise men, and when we use that term wise men, they were priests from that came out of really the ancient Persian and Medes and that stuff. These weren't as we call wise men. They used the term as calling them wise men because of the things they did, but actually they would have fell into the class of what we might call today, magicians and sorcerers and things. They studied astrology. They did those kinds of things. These weren't covenant men seeking after God, but we found out they understood and knew there was a star. And we don't know from a historical standpoint exactly how, but there's some things we do know that when the Jews were taken off into captivity into Babylon, that we have all the books with Daniel and different ones and all those things that took place. The Jews were among them, so surely they would have found some things out. We don't have a scriptural standpoint for we can look and say concerning a star. We don't know. There's nothing really from Scripture that gives you that specifically. But something went on that these men knew. And they believed it was true. It amazes me sometimes, a heathen, but they believed it was true. They believed that it was true. This is one thing, as I want you to know, is telling people things sometimes. Sometimes we think that some people are too heathen. I learned this. Some people are too good to tell the truth. You tell them the truth, they'll throw it away in a minute because they think they're so bright and so smart. I found out many times that a heathen who isn't caught in our religious traps has a better chance sometime of listening to things than people who think they know. And these men came along, and just think about it, here is God uses these men trying to awaken Israel. They go down and announce that the Messiah is born. This king of Israel is being born. They tell the religious leaders again. The religious leaders are asked by Herod the king, where is the Messiah going to, where is this king going to be born? And they said, well, in Bethlehem. Do they go? No. Remember those shepherds? The angel said, go down to Bethlehem. They run down to Bethlehem. The religious leaders were told directly, and they still didn't go down. That must have been three strikes, you're out. They must have had one in between there and something else too. Because they never did. They never did pay any attention. They never paid any attention. Yet God was using heathens to try to come down and awaken them to the truth. And we get a Herod who is a king, and Herod was a miserable guy. You know, this Herod, this guy, you know, killed one of his own sons and killed his wife trying to maintain the throne. He didn't want to give it up to nobody. And he's a real nice man. He believed there was a good possibility this was true. He believed. This heathen king believed, but the religious leaders still don't. The ones who are teach the covenant of God don't believe it's true. They don't believe it's true. But the whole point is that I want to bring across to you in this morning is the fact of it is God is looking for people to use. He didn't bring his son into the earth. Jesus didn't come into this earth without the aid and without the help of people. God used people all along the way. Do you ever think about the 12 disciples? You know, they wouldn't have been the crew that would have hand-picked. You know, surely today, you go to most major ministries, they would never pick the guys. You know, everybody has to have these certain standings. And I mean, most of the big ministries today, if you don't have a college degree, you couldn't get in. We used to always laugh about, say, Kenneth Hagin wouldn't be able to get in his own ministry today. They wouldn't let him in. And you would have people today who couldn't get in because they don't fit the mold. But I'll tell you, God has a mold that he makes, and he decides who fits. And the Bible says this, there isn't any many wise that with these people, their own wisdom, their own stuff, there ain't many of them get called to this thing. And if they do get called, many of them don't really, they don't sign up for it. They don't. So don't ever think or see yourself as somebody out here that like, well, where am I and where do I fit? Hallelujah. Our job and like my job in life is number one, is just to do what the will of God tells me to do. That's all it is. And by following God's will or God's plan through his word, I put myself in a position if God wants to do something else, that he can. And it just seems to be as simple as that from a scriptural standpoint that we see these individuals. And we're coming through a year here. You know, we have this, you know, driven society that everybody's trying to amount to something. You don't have to amount to anything other than God made you. You know, who are we trying to please? Who are we trying to... You know, we got to come over the thing, let's just please God. You know, God is not nearly as complicated to please as people. People always want more than God does. People always expect more than God does. People put demands on you that are crazy. People expect of you to do things they had never do in their own life at all. But they want you to do it. And follow the word of God. And don't be surprised if God might visit you. Don't be surprised if an angel might show up. Don't be surprised if God gives you a revelation and God reveals something to you. Don't sit and say, well, why would he show me? Well, I know why he would show me. I'm just down here doing his will. He's looking for somebody doing his will or somebody who might tell it. He's looking for someone. And you know, he might just be looking for you. But if you're sitting over there thinking, well, you know, he's not going to use me. He's not going to do that. Well, you might set yourself up where he doesn't. Or you could be the one to be used. I mean, some shepherds can be used. I'm sure in their society that wasn't the number one job on the list to be having. But they're out there and angels appeared to them, announced to them first the birth. They got firsthand, a firsthand announcement from heaven. That's pretty good. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. But they didn't keep it to themselves. They went out and told others. And I just want to encourage you with that as we look into this year's coming. Hallelujah. God's going to have plans for us. Jesus Christ is not going to return without the announcement from people. This thing that people have over the years told us, you know, it's going to be some big hidden event. If you believe that, there's never any such thing in the Bible like that has ever happened. It's going to be a known event. And it's going to be the same thing as it was when Jesus came in as a babe. There are people who are going to listen and people who are not. But I want to tell you what, I know this for a fact. There's going to be angelic visitation in these last days. There's going to be heavenly manifestation in these last days. It's already happening. It's already taking place. It's going on. But I just want to be in the place where I could be part of it. If God says He wants to use me, I just want to be in a position where He can. If God wants to reveal something to me, He can. And I just encourage you, get yourself ready this year. And not by just start, just do the will of God, walk in the will of God, and expect God to do something and use you. And I'll tell you what, I don't believe you'll be disappointed. Amen? Praise God. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to pray this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank You as we've just shared these few thoughts, Lord God. But Father God, Your plans and ideas are above the thoughts of men. And Lord God, it's because men think their thoughts are so great. But Father God, I want to thank You for using the simple. I want to thank You, Lord God, because if You use the simple then, that means You could get a hold of me today. Hallelujah. That Father God, we have a place. Lord God, we're not trying to be geniuses. And Lord God, I want to thank You. Lord God, we're just literally, we're humbled by Your goodness and Your grace toward us in Jesus Christ. It's absolutely amazing, Lord God, what You have done through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, the wonderful future that You have planned for us, the wonderful things You've done, and not without, it has cost us nothing other than to come and receive Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, a changed life that we could, Lord God, a life I could have never had or ever have experienced or ever done on my own. But Lord God, through Your great grace and mercy, You brought it about. You brought change that could not be changed by men. And Lord God, I just want to thank You for that today. And Father, we're just so glad that You sent Your wonderful Son, Jesus, and He stepped out of that glories of heaven and He came into this earth. Lord God, You revealed who He was, and You revealed so many wonderful things through so many different people. And Lord God, it has never changed down through the ages, Lord. It's just as the apostles went out after Jesus left, and they rang the bell of the glory of God through Jesus Christ and salvation, and they preached it and went everywhere, Lord God. And Father, these men who seemed to be nothing, and Lord God, the Bible says that they turned the world upside down. Hallelujah. Lord God, I want to thank You, Father God, just common men anointed by the great God of heaven. Hallelujah. And Father, I want to thank You. You still do the same. You're still anointing people. You're still calling people. You're still giving people messages. Lord God, You're revealing. You're still as supernatural today as You ever were. And I believe in these last days, I believe there's going to be more than what has been seen in the past. And Father God, Your glory is going to be revealed through people. And the announcement will go forth that Jesus is coming back for His church. Hallelujah. And Father, we'll see the fulfillment of the scriptures that the Apostle Paul had spoken and said concerning the church and the catching away of the church. And Father God, we thank You that those days are coming of that time of the fulfillment of all things is at hand. And Father God, I just thank You today. Father, there's among us just here, Lord God, in this small group here, but Lord God, I believe there's people here that You can use. I believe there's people here that You can reveal Yourself through. I believe, Lord God, that there's ones here, Father God, that You will use their voice. I think there's ones here, Lord God, You will give a revelation to them. And Father God, Lord, we just want to, in these last days, just to magnify and glorify Jesus, to give Him the position in our lives that He so deserves, that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I want to thank You for that. Father, Father, I pray for each individual here. Lord God, if anything I pray for, Lord, I stand against the demonic forces that have been operating against people, Lord God, have been harassing people in their lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I stand today against those demonic powers that bring torment and fear and anxieties and worries. And I bind those spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Scripture. Hallelujah. Satan, you cease and desist in the name of Jesus against God's people. And I speak words of peace and rest in minds today in the name of Jesus. Rest and peace in Jesus' name. It's yours in Jesus' name. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we declare peace and rest over us, that we will not fear and worry. The Word of God says we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. I thank you for sound minds. I thank you for sound bodies, healthy bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak healing in this place today in the name of Jesus. Bodies functioning and working as God called them to do. Hallelujah. Health and healing from top of heads to soles of feet. The glory of God being revealed in His people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak over these people, Lord God. Lord, you have a place for us to stand in this year to come, and it's a place of victory. Hallelujah. And Lord, I declare that we will walk in it. We will walk in it this year, Lord God. We're not going to be struggling along. But Father God, just as Israel, that you told them if they obeyed the word and they did it, that they would be the head and not the tail, that they would be above and not beneath, that they'd be blessed going out and they would be blessed coming in. And I declare concerning the Church of Jesus Christ, the most blessed people upon the face of this earth, in everything that they do. God's hand is upon us in this year that's coming. Hallelujah. His hand is upon us, and He has a place and a calling. Hallelujah. And we will walk in it. We will fulfill the glory that He's called us to fulfill. Hallelujah. And His might and glory will be revealed through His people, and men's minds and hearts will wonder at the glory that will be revealed in the Church of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, because we're looking for the greater glory, which is soon to come. And that is Jesus Christ Himself. Hallelujah. Will come. And Father God, when He comes, we're going to be ready. We're going to be ready. Lord God, you showed me a vision years ago. Lord God, a vision. And you showed me the city of Lebanon years and years ago. And people had crowded the streets and stood in the streets. Shoulder to shoulder it was filled, and they were standing together waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. And Father, in that vision, you showed me the return of Jesus Christ. And the streets were filled with people with their hands raised, glorifying God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God. I believe the vision's true. I believe the vision's real. Father, whether it looks like this city is ready now, I don't care what it looks like. Lord God, I believe the vision is true. I believe this city will be ready in Jesus' name. I believe more will be ready to go than one staying. I believe the streets will be filled with people waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you for it. Father God, Father, I don't declare it as myself or as anything, or I could bring that to pass. But Lord God, hallelujah, you showed it to me, and I just believe it, and I declare it today in Jesus' mighty name. And so we thank you, Father. Father, as we go from this place today, as we leave here, Father, we leave with a great hope, hallelujah, a great confidence in a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, and a God who will take care of us. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.